This is 90.9 WBUR and WBUR.org. I'm Sharon Brody. Welcome to another winter weekend with snow in the forecast. For the third weekend in a row, Massachusetts will be hit with a snowstorm, but this one will not produce the amount of snow we've seen lately. WBUR meteorologist Mark Rosenthal has been tracking this storm all week and joins us with the latest update. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Well, it seems to me that this storm has been quite the forecasting challenge. Let us know what's been so difficult about this one.
It's been extremely difficult. It's been unbelievably hard. But I think we finally have it nailed down because the storm is actually going to come in two parts.
Okay. Part one.
And I think rain or wet snow will break out in Boston by mid to late afternoon, then change to all rain from Boston to 128. Tonight, and I think the belt from 495 north and west will see mostly snow, and that'll end probably in the wee hours of Sunday morning before storm number two rolls in.
And in this part one, are you saying that north and west of 495 will be snow while we're getting rain in
exactly,
closer to Boston?
Yes. If you're out this evening, it's going to be raining at least until about 2 o'clock in the morning from Boston out to 128. Once you get in the hilly terrain of 495 points north and west of the New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, western Massachusetts, mostly a wet snow event where there could be several inches of snow on the ground there by morning.
Okay, now let's move along to part two.
Tomorrow, there's going to be a storm in the upper levels of the atmosphere that's going to join storm one offshore. And when the energy from storm two hits storm one, it re-energizes storm one. Moisture just blossoms on us. The wind turns northeast. Colder air is drawn down from northern New England. And ba-boom, you've got snow.
Oh, boy. Now let's get to those all-important snow totals by location by the time this whole thing wraps up. How can you break those down for us?
Very easily. All said and done by late Sunday night, Boston out to 128 has 3 to 6 inches of snow. 495 north and west, 4 to 8 plus. Portions of the seacoast area, the coast of Maine, could get up to a foot of snow.
So the up to a foot is still in the mix, but just nowhere close to Boston.
Right. I wouldn't focus on that. I would say in the seacoast area of New Hampshire, the coast of Maine, 6 to 12 inches seems like a very good bet. This is going to be a long-duration storm, even with a break that's coming very late tonight into early tomorrow morning.
So 6 to 12 has a lot of wiggle room, as does actually 3 to 6 for Boston. I mean, 3 inches of snow feels real different from 6 inches of snow.
Right, and that's why we try to tell the listeners that we always give a range, just don't focus on the highest number. So we say 3 to perhaps as much as 6 inches of snow in Boston, and it's going to be a wet snow, at least at the beginning, but then I think it'll be drying out here by tomorrow afternoon as cold air comes down from the north.
I almost hate to ask, but looking ahead, do you see other storms on the horizon?
I certainly do, and I see a storm developing probably late Tuesday. Even though it may start as snow in the greater Boston area, it's going to be primarily a rainstorm for us. So we'll have a lot of rain and wind here for Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, and then we get a break, and then that storm is going to re-energize itself east of New England late Friday, perhaps throwing some snow in here Friday and Saturday.
Oh, it's always a delight to hear from you, Mark.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
WBUR meteorologist Mark Rosenthal. This is 90.9 WBUR.